Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
It's almost May, which means the school year is wrapping up.
Many children are happy to hear that news.
It's true. Well, and teachers too.
Well, that's true.
It's been a different year. We talked last episode, May 4th is Teacher Appreciation, but it made me think about how different O'Fallon and Shiloh are regarding their school districts. So what I mean by that is O'Fallon has two districts for public education at the grade school level. We have District 90 and Central 104, and then we have one school district, 203, for the high school. But for Shiloh residents, there are five elementary districts, right, where you could go. So depending on where you live, elementary school kids could attend District 90 or Central 104, Shiloh Elementary, 85, Whiteside Elementary, or there's a small section that also could attend Muscoota Elementary.
Oh, wow.
And then for high schoolers living in Shiloh, there are three different schools you could attend, O'Fallon 203, Muscoota High School, or Bevel East.
They're all over the place.
Isn't
over
that
there
interesting?
In Shiloh, yeah.
It's a smaller geographic area than O'Fallon, and it's also about half of our population, but they just are built very differently with regards to the school districts.
A bit more carved up, yeah.
Speaking of high schools, O'Fallon High School is honoring their graduating seniors with a virtual signing day. May 1st is the traditional national decision day for seniors, and for many, that means that they must make their final college or university decision by that date. So to recognize and commemorate this, the guidance department at the high school has created a Decision Day banner and photo opportunity for high school seniors to sign with their intended college plans or whether they plan on going to technical or trade schools. Maybe they're enlisting in the military, or for some, they're going directly into the workplace. And
yeah,
the guidance department just wanted to have a way to honor whatever that decision is that they're making.
Neat.
So starting on May 1st, the Instagram account at OTHS_seniors2021 will be sharing these senior photos along with information about where the student is going to school, if they're a committed athlete, or anything else about their workforce or decisions after high school. So it's just a way to help celebrate and show off these seniors' hard work. So if you're on Instagram, follow that page or some of the hashtags that I'll put in the show notes, and maybe let's give the seniors some community support as they move on to whatever is next for them.
Definitely, because I know they've had a, you know, interesting senior year with all COVID situation and everything as well.
So, for sure, yep.
Yeah. Well, one final note about school wrapping up. We should highlight a group of residents who do something really incredible for our community to help school kids during the summer. Do you want to share the information about Community Feed My Lambs program?
Yeah. So for the past 10 years, there's been a group of local churches that partner with the YMCA, and they offer a program for O'Fallon and Shiloh communities called Feed My Lambs. And it's a free service that they're offering again this year. So what this is each church has a day assigned to them. So volunteers gather to make and pack hundreds of lunches, and they get delivered every weekday from when school lets out in June until it starts again in August. They load up the cars with these lunches, and then they drive to specific stops and neighborhoods. The driver honks the horn, and kids come running out, and they can grab a sack lunch. The program is funded by the donations from congregations and some YMCA members, but the public is also invited to assist if that's something they're interested in. So I'll put a link to how you can contribute to that in the show notes. But isn't that a neat program?
That is really neat.
You literally drive up your car, honk your horn, and kids who, you know, might not have had something to eat that day get a nice sack lunch.
Well, and that's a big problem, and definitely something that a lot of schools have to wrestle with is food insecurity. So,
right. Yep. And so this is a way the community has come together to help address that issue. And it's just nice to see. It's another example of really different community groups working together.
Neat. Neat. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Starting today, April 30th, and running through Sunday, May 9th, there will be food trucks set up on the parking lot at Gateway Classic Cars. And they will have carnival-type foods. So we're talking about cotton candy, corn dogs, funnel cakes, deep-fried Oreos, snow cones. So Monday through Friday, they'll be there in the evenings from 4 to 9. And Saturdays and Sundays, they'll be there from 12 to 9, and it's all weather-dependent. But what a neat thing to do. Like, get your kids excited about going to, like, this carnival. There's no rides, but the best part of the carnival is the food.
Dude, you had me at deep-fried Oreos, so, you know, whatever. But so Gateway Classic Cars, have you walked through there?
I have. It's amazing. I've been there for several events because they have different event space in the facility. But it is also the world's largest classic car museum. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
And O'Fallon is their world headquarters. So they have 18 showrooms around the United States. but O'Fallon is where the senior staff and management work out of. What's interesting about Gateway Classic Cars is they sell dreams. So they have a commodity that people want, but they don't necessarily need. So they have a very specific audience. But when you want to consign your car and you live anywhere in the United States, you can call Gateway Classic Cars. All of the phone calls are routed through the O'Fallon location, and they help set up a scenario whereby your car can be displayed in the showroom and people can come check it out either as part of the museum or if they were interested in buying it. And even though last year during the pandemic was hard on a lot of people, they had over $80 million in gross receipts.
Oh, wow.
Their website, gatewayclassiccars.com, gets over 8 million page views per month.
Wow.
And their monthly sales frequently exceed most of their competitors' annual sales. So it's a really neat classic and exotic car experience that I'm not sure most people realize we're so lucky to have right here in O'Fallon. So even if you don't have a classic car that you're looking to buy or consign, you can also visit the museum. They have an auto gift shop. They have over 100 cars in the inventory. They have an in-house movie theater. And so if you have people or family coming into town for different things, let's say it's raining outside, this would be a great rainy day activity to take your family to when they're visiting from out of town.
Yeah, well, I actually attended a charity fundraiser there, so I've seen the event space, and it's really impressive.
It is.
And speaking of charity events, there's a big online fundraising event that will benefit some O'Fallon and Shiloh charities. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so May 6th is Give STL Day, and we were talking before we started recording. You've never heard of this.
I have not.
I'm surprised. It is an online day dedicated to supporting local nonprofits in the St. Louis Metro East area. So since 2014, these efforts have raised over $17.5 million for local charities. And last year alone, even as COVID was sort of just starting up, they raised over $4.5 million on that single day for charities in our community.
Neat.
There are quite a few local nonprofits in the O'Fallon Shiloh area that are on the list and could benefit from this. So we're talking about Caritas Family Solutions, Hospice of Southern Illinois, Randy's Rescue Ranch, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Violence Prevention Center. These are all nonprofits that help and assist O'Fallon Shiloh families, and they're ones that can be supported during the Give STL Day on May 6th. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to go enjoy some funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos while donating online to local charities. And sounds like we're up to speed on that note. So I've got to get going.
Always a pleasure, Nick. Thanks.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.